This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manhero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manhero anhasi uri musi wechipiri, chikumi 14, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti izvinei zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Maspiritsi evakomana ava, kunyanyanya amukoma Patson nevamwe, atidzikirei nekuti I think vari kushushikana kuti vakapiwa bheiro, but chakutiramba varimo vanhu vari kutadza kuti vavabhadharire bheiri.
Mukuru webato rePeople's Democratic Party vatendai biti vanoshanyira vanhu vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu gumi nemumwe vari muusungwa. Sangano reBuy Zimbabwe rokurudzira vanhu kuti vatenge zvinhu zvinogadzirwa munyika sezvo zvichibatsira kumutsiridza mabasa. Nhasi tiri kuenderera mberi nehurukuro yedu tichitarisa nyaya yekodzero dzevanorarama neusope. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa rePeople's Democratic Party vatendai biti nhasi vaenda kuHarare Central Prison nekuChikurubhi uko kune nhengo gumi neimwe dzakasungwa dzichiratidzira muAfrica Unity Square muHarare. Vakasungwa ava vanosanganisira muzvare Linda Masarira, Dr. Patson Dzamara, Tatenda Mombeyarara, Pride Mukono, muzvare Pamela Mawire, Makomborero Aruziveshe, muzvare Irene Takavada, Shadrick Dliwayo naBrian Kasunzuma. Vechidiki ava vairatidzira vachiti vanoda kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vasiye basa nenyaya yekutonga nedemo. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi, tabata vabiti kuti tinzwe zvavaona.
Zvandaona hazvina kundifadza nekuti vana vanga vachiratidzira vachidemonstrator vakamirira veZimbabwe yose, asi vana ava vakapiwa bail nemakorts, but maorganizations atadza kuvabhadharira mabail ende mari yacho iri kudiwa ipapo inoita 8,000. Kune vakomana vanosanganisira Oliver Chikumba, Brian Kasunzuma, Patson Dzamara, Makomborero Aruziveshe, Pride Mukono, Tatenda Mombeyarara vakapiwa ma-1,000 vakadaro. Pozoita mukoma Ivan Takavadi, Shadrick Dliwayo vane ma-500. Ndichizoenda kuChikurubhi ndaona kuChikurubhi kune madzimai, ndaona muzvarwi Linda Masarira, ndikaona mukadzi anonzi Maneju Mandowa nemuzvarwi anonzi Pamela Mawire, vese vane ma-$500 ada kuti abhadharwe pamunhu. Ndanyanyotsamwa necondition yemudzimai anoitwa Maneju Mandowa. Maneju Mandowa ane mwana ane 3 months anga achitoyamwisa, saka kusungwa kwaaita uku kwatomufosa kuti atorumura kamwana ikakukane 3 months, yet we know kuti breastfeeding is no alternative. Ndaona futi kuti maspiritsi evakomana ava, kunyanyanya amukoma Patson nevamwe, atidzikirei nekuti I think vari kushushikana kuti vakapiwa bail, but chakutiramba varimo vanhu vari kutadza kuti vavabhadharire bail iri.
Ko, tichitarisawo nyaya yemamiriro akaita zvinhu mumajeri macho makamira sei?
Ndakachitoseka navo ndichiti vakomana hongu munorwadza, but hausati wagamba andisi wambopinda imomo. Chiri kunyanyonetsa kumajeri kwekwe, hurumende yatadza yakakonewa kare, saka chikafa hakuna. So vakomana ava nemadzimai vari kutoita lack rekuti vari kutomboipitirwa zvinhu nevanhu vari kubva kumba. So vakomana vari pa Harare Remand, nekuti Harare Remand is only 5 minutes from the city center, less than 4 kilometers from the city center. Chikafu chavo chinenge chiri nani. Kwakashata kuchikurubhi, nekuti kuchikurubhi wakutaura zve 20 kilometers out of Harare. And the distance iri pagedhi ndikuzoenda kune jeri remadzimai pane mufambo. Ava ndivo vari kunyanyotisafa ava.
Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa rePDP Vatendai Biti vari paRunare muHarare. Vaimbova makurukota ehurumende Brigadier Felix Muchemwa naDr. Samuel Mbengegwi vashaya. Brigadier Felix Muchemwa, avo vaimbova gurukota rezveutano, vanonzi vakashaya vari kuEgypt nemusi wesvondo uko vanga vachirapwa. Dr. Muchemwa, Dr. Sydney Sekeramai namuchakabvu Dr. Herbert Ushokunze ndivo vakave vana chiremba vekutanga kuenda kuhondo yeChimurenga. Dr. Samuel Mbengegwi vanonzi vashaya kuchipatara cheAvenues Clinic muHarare nhasi uye vaimbovawo gurukota rezveupfumi. Zimbabwe ichacherechedza zuva rekuremekedza mwana weAfrica kana kuti Day of the African Child nemusi wechitatu panguva iyo vechidiki vakatarisana nematambudziko akawanda anosanganisira kushayikwa kwemabasa uye mari yedzidzo. Zuva iri rakatarwa neOrganization of African Unity iyo yave kuzivikanwa nekuti African Union mugore ra1999 senzira yekuremekedza vechidiki vakaurayiwa kuSoweto, South Africa muna 1976 vachiratidzira kusafarira kwavo nedzidzo yeudzvanyiriri munguva yeApartheid. Ntungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 abata vaMacleo Mapfumo avanoshanda nesangano reWorld Federation of the United Nations Association akavabvunza kuti zuva iri rakakosha zvakadii.
Inini semaone rangu ndinofunga kuti zuva iri izuva rakakosha takaritarisisa kuvana vemuZimbabwe avo vari kusangana nezvinhu zvakawandisa zviri kuvashungurudza. Tinoda kutarisa imwe nyaya dzabva kupfuura mazuva apfuura dzevana vari kurodzwa vachiri vadiki vasati vasvika pamakore anosvika 18. Toita vamwe vana vari kutungamirira mhuri nokuda kwekuti vabereki vanenge vasisipo vakashaya nekuda kwezvirwere zvakasiyana siyana. Koita vamwe vana vari kutadza kuenda kuzvikoro nevamwe vana vazara mukati mastreets emuHarare vachitsvaga kurarama kuburikidza nekukumbira nekutengesa zvinhu zvakangosiyana siyana. Saka ndinoona zuva iriri zuva rakakosha kwazvo pakuti vana tida kuti timbodzokeredza pamazuva iwayo tinyatsoona kuti zviri kutinyatsotikanganisa, zviri kutinyatsokonzeresa kuti tizosvike pamasituations akadaro zvingave zviri zvii.
Kana tichitarisa kodzero dzevana uyezve nemima yuthi, mungati dziri kuchengetedzwa here munyika?
Semaonero angu ndinoona kuti maplatform ekuti kodzero dzevana achengetedzeke aripo. Maboka kana kuti maNGO anoona kuti kodzero dzevana dzive dzinosimudzirwa aripo. Pamapepa zvese zviripo, asi kana takuchizouya pakuchizoimplimenta kuti zvive zvinhu zvinoraramika ndo patinenge tiri kurasika nekudzokera kumashure mbichana. Dzo zvimwe zvinhu zvatiri kuda kuti tinyatsoreviewo zvekare musi uyu, tichinyatsoona kuti hongu zvinhu zvese zvitinazvo kuburikidza nebumbiro remutemo zvirimo, asi kuti tichizozviaplya chii chiri kuita kuti tisakwanise kuzoti zvirarame. Asi tichitarisa mararamiro edu, tichitarisa kubva kwatabva, zvinhu zvekuti zviripo ende zvinhu zviri kutaurwa zuva nezuva. Asi tikada kuona mapepanhau mazhinji emuno muZimbabwe kana mifemero dzakasiyana siyana hadzisi kunyatsoprioritiza maissues evana pamberi, asi kune dzimwe dzavari kuona kuti idzi ndo nyaya dzida kuti vanhu vateerere, but vasinganyatsonzwisise maconcerns ane vana vemuZimbabwe mugore rino ratiri kurarama.
VaMacleo Mapfumo vanoshanda nesangano reWorld Federation of the United Nations Association vanga vachitaura naTungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 vari paRunare muHarare.
Mochirongwa chevechidiki cheThe Connection tiri kutarisa zuva remwana weAfrica kana kuti Day of the African Child.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei mashoko muchishandisa WhatsApp number dzinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Ngati sanganei muchirongwa The Connection muneni wenyu ntungamili Nkomo ne mumwe wangu
Tatenda Gumbo.
Sangano rebai Zimbabwe iro rinokurudzira kuti vanhu vatenge zvinhu zvinogadzirwa munyika rinoti kuita izvi kunobatsira zvikuru mukugadzirisa nyaya dzezveupfumi. Chirongwa ichi chakaparurwa muZimbabwe muna 2011. Mutori wedu nhau Arthur Chigoriwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vachitaura pamazana evanhu muchinoi nemusi wemugovera, mukuru webai Zimbabwe muzvari leTwin Mutasa vakati kutenga zvigadzirwa zvemunyika kunopa kuti dambudziko rekushomeka kwemari ripere, sezvo mari yakawanda isingapere nekutenga zvinhu kune dzimwe nyika.
Because what we are simply saying kuti zvinhu zvarimwa in Zimbabwe zvikamanufacture in Zimbabwe zvotengeswa muZimbabwe hakuna import chaita.
Izvi zvinotsigirwa nameya vechinhoi vatest Michaels avo vanga vari munyarikani pagungano iri. VaMichaels vakati bai Zimbabwe inoita kuti makambani akavharwa avhurwe, izvo zvinoita kuti munyika muve nemabasa.
Ndanzwa zvichinzi bai Zimbabwe. I was very happy. Why? Because inyaya yekuti iko tinoda kuramba tichidzosera mari dzinotenga yatinoti US dollar isaende kunze kwenyika. Ikaenda kunze kwenyika ndopamunozoona pakuitika mashortages anozokonzera taakucomplaina kuti mari haichawaniki zvaakufamba sei. Kurisa maindustry akavharwa ndo zvinhu zvinoita kuti bai Zimbabwe yacho inyatsobudirira. Tese tine basa rekuti titsimudzire Zimbabwe.
Mukoti mukuru pachipatara chechinoi Sister Mavis Dube vanoti zvekudya zvinorimwa munyika hazvina maGMO ayo anozokonzera zvirwere.
Vanhu vedu bai Zimbabwe vachiprepare mafood stuffs emuno havaedhere zvimwe zvinhu zvatinoti maGMO anozoita kuti mukaona munhu aine miri muhombe mofunga kuti aiwa akagara zvakanaka. Inenge iri nhamo yoga yoga nokuti haana choice yefood yakanaka.
Muzvari Shamiso Kachere ava vanogadzira doro nekambani yembarura distillers vanoti wawa unogadzirwa munyika wakanyorwa zviri mukati kana kuti alcohol content, kwete zvemakambani dzimwe nyika vasingataure chokwadi izvo zvinozoita kuti vanhu vararadze.
Wawa vatogadzira muno muZimbabwe tinonyora zvinhu chaizvo zvechokwadi nani zvinhu zvekunze.
Kambani yebai Zimbabwe yaikurudzira kuti vanhu vashandise zvigadzirwa zvemunyika yakabatana nekambani yeMetro Peach iyo yakapa mubayiro yakawanda kune vakatenga zvinhu zvakagadzirwa munyika mumwedzi mina yapfuura. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi dzinoti kuti chirongwa ichi chishande, vanogadzira zvinhu munyika vanofanirwa kugadzira zvinhu zvemhando yepamusorosoro, uye zvinhu izvi zvinofanirwa kutengeswa nemutengo uri nani kwete kudhurisa. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muchinoi, ndini Arthur Chigoriwa.
Nasi tiri kuenderera mberi nehurukuro yedu tichitarisa nyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu vanorarama neusope munyika. Tiri kutarisawo zviri kuitika kune dzimwe nyika dzakaita seMalawi idzo dziri kushorwa zvakanyanya nenyaya dzekusachengetedza kodzero dzevanorarama neusope. Kusanzwisisa uku ndiko kunopa kuti vanhu vanyeperwe nenganga kuti mapfupa evanorarama neusope anokwanisa kuti munhu apfume kana kuromba. Muzvare Cecilia Nyamasoka vanotiwo vari kushungurudzwa mumoyo zvakanyanya nezviri kuitika kuMalawi.
Saka isusu tiri kurangarira zuva iri musi wa 18 June Saturday. Apa tinonyatsoratidza nyika kuti tiri kuraramawo sei and vanhu muri kutitambirawo sei. And zvatiri kunyanya kufatira ndeizvi zvekurayiwa kuri kuita masope mudzimwe nyika dziri muno muAfrica.
Sangano rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu reAmnesty International rakatotumirawo nhumwa kunyika yeMalawi kuti dzinoongorora nyaya iyi. Chipangamazano muAmnesty International vaSimeon Mawanza vanotiwo zvavakaona kuMalawi zvinoshungurudza zvakanyanya.
Tinoona kuti kubva muna November mwedzi wembudzi wa 2014 kwapondwa vanhu vanosvika ine vashere. Isi tinotarisira kuti Amnesty International kuti vanhu vakapondwa vanogona kuva vakawanda, uyewo kune mhosva dzakawanda dzinosanganiswa kuvhurwa kwemakuva evanhu vane usope vachitora mapfupa avo avanonga vachitengesa.
vanotiwo hurumende yenyika iyi inenge isina chido chekugadzirisa nyaya dzekupondwa kwevanorarama neusope.
Tinoona kuti matanho akatorwa nehurumende yeMalawi kubva pakatanga dambudziko iri haasi kunatsoshanda kuda kumisa zviri kuitika. Tinoona kuti vanhu vanobatwa nemapfupa evanhu vane usope vachisungwa vanopuwa mutongo wefaini $10. Mutongo uyoyo ukatarisa munhu anoba huku kana zvimwe zvipfuyo anowana mutongo uri pamusoro.
Dr. Donald Machingauta, chiremba vanorapa vanhu vanorarama neusope pachena, vanoti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vanotya kusungwa.
Vanhu vedu vachiri kutya mutemo, vachiri kutya kubatwa nemapurisa.
Asi vamawanza vayambira kuti dambudziko iri rinogona kupararira kunyika dzakawanda.
Dambudziko iri harisi muMalawi chete, tinoona kuti muTanzania ririkozve, muMozambiki ririko, nyika yakaita seSouth Africa gore rakapera kune mudzimai waiva nemakore makumi maviri ane usope akapondwa. Chero munyika dzakaita seZimbabwe tinoona kuti mafungiro ekudzikisa hunhu hwevanhu vane usope arimowo. Vanana mai vanozvara vana vane usope vanorambwa vachipomedzerwa nyaya dzakawanda nokuda kwokuti hapana ruzivo rwakanyanya pamusoro peusope.
Ko, Zimbabwe ine vanhu vangani vanorarama neusope? Mutedzeri wasachigaro wesangano reZimbabwe Albino Society, Amai Stebile Machingamidze, vanopindura.
According to our survey, 20,000 muZimbabwe munomu. But antinetarisire kuti deno taiwana mari taita imwe survey tigona kuti tiri vangani zvekare, nekuti nhamba inenge iri kudari kura kudarika zvatanga tiri kare.
MuZimbabwe nepasi rose zviri pachena kuti vanorarama neusope ava vakakwanisawo kupiwa mukana sevamwe vanokwanisa kubudirira. Izvi zvinoonekwawo mumabasa anoitwa nemuimbi ane mukurumbira pasi rose, Salif Keita. Makateerera kunhepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7. Tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama vari kutarisirwa nemusi weChina kuti vaende kunoshanyira nzvimbo yeOrlando, Florida, kunobata maoko kumhuri dzakarasikirwa nehama idzo dzakaurayiwa munzvimbo iyi. Kune vanhu vanosvika makumi mana nemapfumbamwe vakapfurwa vakafa munzvimbo iyi. Mumwe murume ainge aine pfuti Oma Martin ndiye akapfuura vanhu ava. Mumwe mukuru wemapurisa kuFrance nemudzimai wake aurayiwa kumba kwake achiita zvekubayiwa nebanga nevanofungidzirwa kuti anopfurikidza mwero. Asi mapurisa emuFrance anonzi akwanisa kusunungura mwana ane makore matatu anga ari mumba iyi. Abaya vanhu ava nebanga ndi LaRossi Abala uyo abva apfurwawo akafa nemapurisa. Vamwe vanhu vaviri vanonzi vasungwa uye vari kubatsira mapurisa kuferefeta nyaya iyi. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi nemagweta havasi kunyatsotenderana padanho rakatorwa neReserve Bank of Zimbabwe rekuumba chikwata chevanhu vari kuenda kunomanikidza vemabhizimisi kuti vaendese mari kumabhanga. RBZ inoti kusaendesa mari kumabhanga kuri kuitwa nevanhu nemakambani ndiko kuri kupa kuti mari inyanyewo kushomeka munyika. Zimbabwe yakatarisana nedambudziko guru rekushomeka kwemari zvapa kuti vakawanda vapedze nguva yakareba vari mumitsetse kumabhanga vachida kutora mari. Mari dziri kupuwa kumabhanga dzaderedzwawo zvakanyanya. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi dzinoti dambudziko iri rakawedzerwa kubva zvakanzi nagavhanor weRBZ Dr. John Mangudya vanoda kuparura mari itsva yemabond notes. Mashoko aya akatsinhirwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. asi vakawanda vanoti chakachenjedza ndo chakatanga nekudaro avadi kuzobatwa nedambudziko serakaitika apo vaimbova governor weRBZ vaGideon Gono vakaparura mari dzemabiera checks. Mari idzi dzakashaya simba vanhu vakarasikirwa nemari dzavo dzakawanda. Asi Dr. Mangudya vanoti pane musiyano wakakura pakati pechirongwa chavagono nechirongwa chavari kuparura.
Mabhondi notsi etikurudza haasiri ekuti vanhu vangatya nawo kana kwese. Tinobatsirawo nyika yeZimbabwe kuti vanhu vaexporte magoods zvakawanda mari ipinde muchimuzi muZimbabwe. Ndokunyika pfumo yunyika ukuri ukurire.
Dr. Mangudya vanoti kusaendesa mari kumabhanga ndiko kwaitawo kuti zvinhu zviite manyama amire nerongo. Ko, danu rekumanikidza vanhu kuendesa mari iri riri pamutemo here? Gweta vari muzvina bhizimisi vatawanda nyambirai vanoti uyu mutemo wagara uripo we Bank Use Promotion and Suppression of Money Laundering Act chapter 24.
Pane mutemo we promotion of bank use mutemo wakagara uripo even before amangudya unoritaya kuti mabhizinesi ese by end of day vanofanira kubhenga keshi yavo.
Mashoko avanyambirai anotsinirwawo nemukuru kana kuti Chief Executive Officer weZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce vaChristopher Mugaga.
Ano ruto rwaMangudya idanho rakanaka zvikuru tikarisa nevatambudziko varisangana nenyika yeZimbabwe. Zvekunga munobvumirana neni kuti ndyire ndyire pamwe chete nevane usvinu hwokutora mari vachiisa pasi mapiro. Vanotora mari vachibudisa kunze kwemabhodha enyika vanhu vanoita zvakashata zvinononga nyika yeZimbabwe. Muganda vatava nechirudzi rinorudza yeChina nevechiindia vanhu vanobudisa mari zvane zvavatinambori kubhenga.
VaMugaga vanotiwo danho ratorwa neRBZ haringapedza haro matambudziko ese ekushomeka kwemari asi rinobatsira.
Vandibvotiri kuramba tichibatsirana tichiti vaMangudya matanha vari kutora matanho vanoda kusunzira upfumi hwenyika. Yesi tinobvumirana kuti upfumi hwenyika yeZimbabwe hune zvakawanda zviri kuita kuti hutsikiririke zvimwe zvacho zvisingadi zviri kuita vaMangudya. Asi baba Mangudya chidanho chavari kutora chekuti ngatibhinze mari mumaakaunti mumabhanga chidanho rakanaka fenyika ino.
Asi mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe Informal Sectors Organization, sangano rinomirira vanotengesa mumigwagwa vaPromise Mukwananzi, vanoti zviri kutaurwa navaMangudya hazvina nematuro ose.
Tatoshamisika zvikuru nemashoko avaMangudya aya ekuti vakuda kusunga vanhu kuti vaise mari mumabhengi zvekuvamanikidza. Kuvatidza kuti vanhu havana mari, hapana vanhu vane mari yekuisa mubhengi ende mari yacho ikapinda mubhengi haibude. Saka mhenge vada kuti vanhu vaite sei. Pane matambudziko makuru pese pane kumanikidzana mukati, zvinoreva kuti panenge pane dambudziko rinenge riripo renge ratadza kuti vanhu vanyatsotaurirana vanzwanane. Asi aya can tell you kuti vanhu vakatojamukawo zvavo.
Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa rePDP uye vaimbova gurukota rezveupfumi vatendai biti vanotiwo zviri kuitwa navaMangudya kupedzera hoko padehwe retsindi.
Ikonomi hatisi kunyatsoinzwisisa. Isusu tiri kupa mapainkillers pari kuda operation. Chirwere chine ikonomi yedu ndechekuti vanhu havasi kuprodusa. Makambani akavharwa, maindastry akavharwa, kumunda hakuna chabuda, kumamines mamines ari depressed nenyaya yemutengo yepasi rese. Saka GDP hatisina, GDP yadona. Macalculations edu vamwe gore rino chayo -3.8%.
Mutauriri weMDCT vaObert Gutu vanotiwo Dr. Mangudya vanofanira kusiya basa nekuti rinenge ravaremera.
Zvavava kuita kunyanyanyanya panyaya dzezvemabond notes havatatiwo achatanga muna October muna gumi guru gore rino. Nezvimwe zvavari kutaura vachityityidzira nokubvungutsira vamabhanga vachiti tichakutorerai maresumes. Nguva tofunga kuti pamukuda semunhu anenge achishandavo nevanhu vezano vari kupinzwa papresha yakaoma. Asi tinoti haivo vaMangudya ngavangorambawo vachingoita semunhu anoziva zvebanking. Tinovaziva vari munhu anoziva banking kubva vachiri kuCBZ kwamakore akawanda. Zvino zvaakutotishamisa sesu vamwe vanovaziva kuti ko vaMangudya vapindwa nei. Ndosaka tiri kuti vasvibisa zita ravo. Toona kuti zvingabatsira kuti chimiro chavo chishoma chasara ichocho chirambe chakadaro ngava pisi yavo basi.
Zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi muZimbabwe hazvina kumira zvakanaka zvapa kuti vanhu vakawanda varasikirwe nemabasa. Vateereri muteerere zvakare hurukuro yedu iyi mangwana apo tichataurawo nevamwe vehurumende nezvemamiriro akaita nyaya dzezveupfumi. Makateerera kustudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Vanhu vakawanda munyika vanoti vari kuteerera makwikwi ebasketball. Tichakupai nyaya iyoyi muchikamu chedu chatinotarisa nyaya dzemitambo. Asi iko zvino mumwe wechidiki vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship uye vari mumwe wevarairidzi wevaridzi vekambani yemabhazi yePathfinder muzvare Cleopatra Makoni vanoti vari kutarisira kudzidza zvizhinji pasi pechirongwa ichi zvichavabatsira kusimudzira kambani yavo. Muzvare Makoni vanoti vari kufara zvikuru nemukana uyu. Ngatinzwei vachitaura naNtungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7.
Ndiri kufara zvekuti because mukana wacho is a lifetime opportunity. Mukana wandanga ndisinga expect anytime soon. So I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to it. And not just for myself, but I believe for a lot of other people that I represent. A lot of women, the organization that I represent, the industry that I represent, the country that I represent, Zimbabwe, and even the continent as a whole.
Mbo titaurira nezve basa rako.
Basa rangu ndinoshanda nekutakura vanhu. Ndine bus company. I co-founded a company called Pathfinder Luxury Coaches. It's a well-known brand in Zimbabwe. It's been around for almost 8 years now. That's my main business. So I would say basa rangu kutakura vanhu from point A to point B, but more on the luxury side.
Ungati iri kufamba sei business?
Business rangu riri kufamba zvakanaka sereti because maZimbabweans vanhu vanoda zvinhu zvakanaka. Kuzvishayiwa hedu but zvinhu zvakanaka zvinhu zvatinoda ende zvinhu zvatinotogamuchirawo tichiappreciata. But it's just that sometimes zvinenge zvisipo zvisiri available.
Ungati chirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship ichi chichakubatsira sei?
Chichandibatsira nezvakawanda. I think chekutanga chichandibatsira nekuita marelationship, nekubuilda marelationship because mubusiness you can only do so much uri wega. Asi tichisangana nevamwe vanhu vakasiyana-siyana vane pfungwa dzakasiyana-siyana, particularly this because it involves a whole lot of other people vari around the continent, in different places around the continent. So the relationships mostly for me I think is what will really count.
Muzvare Cleopatra Makoni ndemumwe wechidiki veZimbabwe vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship vari kuuya muAmerica svondo rino. Vanga vachitaura vari parunare naNtungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7. Munhau dzemitambo, vanhu vakawanda munyika vari kuteera makwikwi emutambo webasketball final weNBA muAmerica pakati peGolden State Warriors neCleveland Cavaliers. Pari zvino Golden State yakatungamira 3-2. Chikwata chinotanga kusvika magemu mana ndo chinenge chosimudza mukombe weNBA 2016. Mukuzenyaya iyi Marvelous Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7 abata murairidzi wemutambo webasketball muZimbabwe vachishandawo nesangano rinokurudzira vechidiki kuti vatambe mutambo uyu reHoops for Basketball vangoni makukula.
Hongu tiri kuteera tiri kuno kuZimbabwe tinomukawo mangwanani rungwanani ngwanani tichida kuti tione magemu acho achiri kutobudawo achiri kutotambwa.
Semaonero enyu zvii zvamungati imi zviri kunyatsokupai manyukunyuku muchitarisa mutambo iwoyu webasketball muri ikoko kuZimbabwe?
Hakungoti ndinokocha basketball uyezve ndakatambawo, saka mutambo wandinonzwisisa wandinofarira kuona ndakaondeta kuromba rakanaka muri inofarirawo kuona mutambo iwoyu nehama neshamwari. Saka patinenge tangoona patinenge tati tari wanha gemu tinonyatsokuungana tichitevera vatambi vemaplayers gore rino rekuNBA. Ndaona unge mutambo wasumuka zvakanyanya. Takuita unge takudzuka nguva yana Michael Jordan ndikachaiyo iyai. Nekuti basketball rainyatsokuti unonyatsoona kuti hariri kunakicha.
Murairidzi wemutambo webasketball vachishandawo nesangano rinokurudzira vechidiki kutamba mutambo uyu reHoops for Basketball vangoni makukula vari parunare muHarare naMarvelous Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Vateereri musakanganwe kuti muchirongwa chedu cheThe Connection na8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa zuva remwana weAfrica kana kuti Day of the African Child. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei nhamba dzenyu paWhatsapp nhamba yedu inoti 001 202 465 0318. sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare mukuru wepdp vatenda ibiti voshanyira vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vakasungwa muafrica unity square sangano rebai zimbabwe rokurudzira vanhu vemunyika kuti vatenge zvinhu zvinogadzirwa muzimbabwe tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu anokuonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu blessing zulu ndokusiyai mina chris gande munhau dzechirungu
Thank you, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, June 14, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Here are our top stories this evening. Donor aid recipients say Zimbabwean authorities are forcing them to work or pay for food handouts.
Disabled, the sick, the old aged are being asked to work for food. Yet those are the categories that were identified by this government that they must benefit due to their peculiar circumstances.
Zimbabweans express a dissatisfaction over the local government bill giving the minister too much power to fire councillors and city officials.
They simply deal with the issue of removing of chairpersons, councillors, and mayors. And we know that in Harare there is the case of Manyenyen, and in Gweru there is the case of Kombai and others, where the minister has acted unlawfully.
Zimbabwe prepares to commemorate International Day of the African Child.
This is actually a landmark day for us as we retrace the challenges that the child, especially the children in Zimbabwe, are facing.
And two former Zimbabwean ministers have died. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Widows, people living with disabilities, the elderly and orphans claim that they are being forced by state officials in Mutasa Central in Manicaland province to work for food set aside for them by the Minister of Social Welfare. They also claim that at times state officials demand $5 payments for the food aid donated by non-governmental organizations or other countries to alleviate hunger in most parts of Zimbabwe. Reporter Lloyd Amoyo visited some of the affected areas and filed this report.
The government has been receiving some food from non-governmental organizations in other nations following the declaration of a drought disaster in Zimbabwe a couple of months ago. At times, it uses taxpayers' money to source food from neighboring countries like Zambia. However, some villagers, especially the targeted recipients that include widows, orphans, senior citizens, and people living with disabilities, claim that they are not accessing the food aid. One of the affected villagers is Tindaisa Membere's 72-year-old mother, who is almost bedridden. Sam Membere says state officials are demanding that she should work for 5 hours for 15 days a month under the Food for Work program or pay $5 for a 50-kilogram bag of mealmeal.
It is true they are required to work for food for at least 5 hours and for 15 days if they dream of getting the maize. The fun part of it is that my mother is almost bedridden.
Like Sam Membere, most villagers strongly believe that they are working or paying for food that is supposed to be distributed for free to the elderly, orphans, people living with disabilities, and widows. Watsomba villager Elisha Terera says it is disheartening to see the less privileged members of the society working for food.
Mtasa Central, Elisha Terera, ndakadarizve ndiri muno.
It is unfair to see people living with disabilities and others working for food. Why should we work for food yet the government stipulates that we should get it for free? We need not to work for it.
Terera says the government of Zimbabwe should take care of the elderly, orphans, widows and people living with disabilities. Manikalani Provincial Affairs Minister Mandi Chimene and the Provincial Administrator Fungai Mbetsa could not be reached for a comment as they were said to be busy attending to various meetings. But Mtasa Central Member of the National Assembly, Trevor Sarwaka, says compelling such groups of people to work for food is unfortunate.
Disabled, the sick, the old aged are being asked to work for food. Yet those are the categories that were identified by this government that they must benefit due to their peculiar circumstances. So I want to put it on record that it's something that the Minister of Social Services must put a foot down. We cannot allow the old aged to be used on food for work programs.
At least 4 million people in Zimbabwe are facing hunger due to a devastating drought fueled by El Nino phenomenon. In Mutasa Central, this is Lueda Moyo.
Some civic society leaders have criticized the parliament for not allowing adequate public consultations on the proposed local government laws amendment bill, which they say does not address important national issues such as devolution of power to provinces. Our correspondent Taurai Shaba brings us more.
The criticism of both the public hearing process as well as the proposed bill came out during a stakeholders' consultative meeting in Bulawayo ahead of the public hearings on the proposed act, which began in the country yesterday. Several people who attended the meeting said the public hearings being held by the Portfolio Committee on Local Government, Rural and Urban Development are too few, and also hit out at the local government ministry for coming up with what they said was a half-baked bill. Lawyer Kutkakapulu, who was a facilitator at the consultative meeting, told Studio 7 that instead of dealing with comprehensive issues under the realm of local governance, the bill only deals with the issue of how to remove councillors, council chairpersons, and mayors from office. Pulu said the parliament's public consultation on the bill is far too inadequate, adding that he believes the bill is being fast-tracked in order to deal with the cases of the suspension of Gweru Mayor Mutendi Kombai and his Harare counterpart Bernard Manyenyeni.
They simply deal with the issue of removing of chairpersons, councillors and mayors. And we know that in Harare there is the case of Manyenyeni, and in Gweru there is the case of Kombai and others, where the minister has acted unlawfully. And all they are doing is simply want to fast-track this act. That's why you see even the consultation is not sufficient. So they are fast-tracking this in order to deal with the current situation. It takes the people of Zimbabwe for granted.
Vice Chairperson Ntombizodwa Kumalo of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association said although Zimbabweans have repeatedly called for the implementation of devolution as spelled out in the Constitution, the bill does not deal with the issue.
As the people of Zimbabwe, we all ate our views about the devolution, which we think now they have ignored, but they are talking about the bill. And again, last year we sat as a Matabele land and we petitioned the government under Public Policy Research Institute about the devolution. They have not responded to the petition about the devolution, but they are talking about the bill. So we are appealing to them to concentrate on the issues that affect people.
Maxwell Menenge, a Binga resident who also attended the recent meeting, echoed similar sentiments, saying the issue of devolution needs to be dealt with urgently as it affects ordinary people in their daily lives.
The bill, as I look at it, does not take into consideration the devolution issue, which all people have been always talking about. I come from Binga myself. We have abundant resources, a huge body of water. Therefore, we need to benefit from that. But honestly speaking, for you to get a fishing license, you need to drive all the way from Binga to Harare to get a license. So that makes it very difficult. And apart from that, it is over $2,000, which common people in Binga cannot afford.
The public hearings on the local government laws amendment bill kicked off in Mtare, Chinoy and Karoi yesterday and will be held in Lawayo tomorrow. Tisetso Dube of the Local Authority Capacity Enhancement Project said with just one hearing in Bulawayo and none scheduled for other parts of Matabeleland and North and South, many Zimbabweans will feel excluded from the process and won't have faith in whatever comes out of the public hearing.
You look at the size of Bulawayo, where you are going to have only one meeting. Bulawayo has 29 wards. and the meeting is in Nkulumane, and not everybody is going to attend that meeting in Nkulumane. There could have been a clustering of two or three wards, so that if due to other commitments I can't attend a meeting in Nkulumane, I know that I can attend a meeting in Country Park, because it's just like a small screen where we are saying we consulted in Bulawayo and these were the outcomes. But is that representative of what the residents, if they consulted wider, were going to say?
According to the bill, the local government minister will have the power to trigger the suspension of any councillor and also select the independent tribunal which presides over the hearing in which the councillor shall be facing charges brought against him or her by the minister. Polo said the bill in its current form vests powers into the minister to be both prosecutor and judge, which he said is in violation of principles of the independence of the tribunal as envisaged in the constitution, as well as the right to a fair hearing.
There is no way this bill is going to be allowed to pass in its original form. I find it very difficult how the Parliamentary Legal Committee, for example, will let it say when it says that you have no right to appeal, when it criminalizes, a hearing. And certainly some of these things are going to be amended, but the issue is, are those amendments going to be enough? I think they should take this back, the drawing board, and bring back a bill that is comprehensive, that deals with the bread and butter issues that people want to be dealt with, and does not simply deal with the current interests of the minister. His interests may change tomorrow. And what is he going to do? Introduce another bill?
The Local Government Laws Amendment Bill seeks to amend the Rural District Councils Act and the Urban Councils Act in order to align the provisions of the acts with the Constitution. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.
Two former ministers, Dr. Samuel Mumbengegui and retired Brigadier General Felix Muchemwa, have died. Both had died of unknown ailments. Former Finance Minister Dr. Mumbengegui was currently a lecturer at the Great Zimbabwe University. He died at Avenues Clinic, while retired Brigadier General Muchemwa died in Egypt on Sunday. He was a health minister in President Robert Mugabe's government.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us later today as we discuss Day of the African Child, being observed under the theme Conflict and Crisis in Africa, Protecting All Children's Rights.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
As the world prepares to commemorate International Day of the African Child, advocates are commending young Zimbabweans for utilizing their voice to enhance their rights. The day, marked each year on June 16th, will be observed under the theme Conflict and Crisis in Africa, Protecting All Children's Rights. Some young Zimbabwean movements like hashtag This Flag, Occupy Africa Unity Square Movement, and Tajamuka Sesijigile campaign are pushing forward their discontent over Zimbabwe's current harsh economic environment. For perspective, reporter Tatenda Gumbo speaks with Makleo Mafumo, Youth Advisor, World Federation of United Nations Associations.
This is actually a landmark day for us as we retrace the challenges that the child, especially the children in Zimbabwe, are facing. That is in terms of the ending child marriages. Then other issues that we might also want to highlight, especially on that day, is the increasing number of children on our streets today due to the socioeconomic conditions that are demeaning the lives of the children, especially in Zimbabwe. Then we also look at children who are not able, you know, to afford basic education, and some of the children are also into forced labor. So this is actually a big day for us, where we have to reflect on the challenges that are affecting the children directly in our society.
And this year, Mr. Mafumo, the theme is looking at conflict and crisis in Africa, protecting all children's rights. But in Zimbabwe, over the recent months, we've seen many young people stepping up and telling the government they are not happy. What's your take on young Zimbabweans using their voice?
This is actually a revolution for the children in Zimbabwe, looking at platforms like social media, which have actually given the children of Zimbabwe a voice where they can actually represent themselves. And also, we look at the number of growing civil society organizations that have relevance with children. I can actually say that they have realized the potential that the children have. And if that collective voice continues to be put across issues that directly affect children, I think definitely it would make a serious impact.
And that was Matlio Mafumo, Youth Advisor, World Federation of United Nations Associations, on the line with Studio 7's Tatenda Gumbo from Harare. In a related development, Tendai Biti, president of the People's Democratic Party, today visited 11 human rights activists that are in remand prison at Harare Central and Chikurubi Women's Prisons, facing charges of robbing two women in central Harare. They deny the charges. The 11 were part of 15 human rights defenders who were arrested last week on charges of robbing two women. They were part of hundreds of youths who had camped at Africa Unity Square for a 16-day vigil against what they call President Robert Mugabe's dictatorship. Among those he visited today are Linda Masarira, Tatenda Mombeyarara, Pride Mukono, Pamela Mawire, and Makomborero Haruzivishe, Irene Takavada, Shadrach Liwayo, and Brian Kasunzuma. The activists complained about a lack of food as the prison officials were allegedly denying them access to food brought by relatives and friends. Coming up, we will take a closer look at suggestions for Zimbabwe to adopt the rand as its major currency. Stay tuned. But first, a look at regional and international news. French police have begun the deportation of 29 Russians following violent clashes with England supporters in the early days of the Euro 2016 football tournament. More than 35 people were injured in Marseille last Saturday after British and Russian fans brawled in and around the Stade Velodrome. The US Homeland Security chief called today for new, meaningful, responsible gun control laws in the aftermath of the biggest mass shooting in the country's history, even as authorities collected more information about the life of the shooter, an American-born Muslim believed to have been radicalized by jihadist rhetoric he saw on the internet. And the father of Reeva Steenkamp gave heartbreaking testimony today as Oscar Pistorius' sentencing hearing continued. Barry Steenkamp said his daughter's death devastated him and his family, and that Pistorius needs to pay for his crime. You are listening to your number one radio station, Studio 7, from the Voice of America in Washington. As the shortage of cash in Zimbabwe's financial institutions continues, there's mounting call for the adoption of the South African rand as the major currency instead of the dollar, which is now scarce in banks. During his time as finance minister, Tendai Biti proposed that Zimbabwe should join the rand union, but this was turned down by some partners in the Zimbabwe Unity government. The union, also known as the Common Monetary Area, members are South Africa, Swaziland, Lesotho, and Namibia. The other countries also use their own currency in conjunction with the rand. Bankers, economists and politicians are calling for Zimbabwe to join the union, but the government is insisting that it will not adopt the rand. It is optimistic that the proposed bond notes scheduled to hit the street in October will solve the cash crisis. Bulawayo businessman Bulisani Ncube tells Studio 7 that the rand is the only solution for easing the cash shortages.
That is the best route which this country can take, given the circumstances it finds itself. And also if the intention is to grow the economy, because the use of the US dollar is, yes, after the demise of the Zimbabwe dollar, it managed to stabilize the economy. But it cannot assist to grow the economy because of the overvalued nature of the US dollar in Zimbabwe. So it leads to goods and services produced in Zimbabwe to become very expensive. That is a challenge. But the use of the rand will solve most major problems in this country, including the ability to grow this economy. Because what it means is that if goods and services are produced in Zimbabwe based on the rand, they will be actually competitive in the market compared to goods produced in different countries. To me, that's the best. And I know the authorities are afraid of taking that route because they don't want to subject themselves to the South African monetary authority.
But as it is, the South African rand is one of the currencies that is acceptable legally in Zimbabwe. But why is it that it's not being widely used?
If you go back to 2009, when the multi-currency regime was introduced, fine, you will agree with me that probably the rand was circulating in the country second to the US dollar. And it was dominating the southern and western part of Zimbabwe. But the people started to withdraw or to resist the use of the rand due to arbitrage and rent-seeking behavior of Zimbabweans, especially the business people and the shops. When it came to the crossroads, businesses decided to use a higher rate than what would have been obtaining in the market on the particular day in the international market, and leading to the holders of the rand feeling they are losing if they transact in rand. That kind of particular feeling led them to say, okay, fine, before I can go to the shop to buy using my rand, I'll first go around and look for the one who can give me the best exchange rate, and I change my rands into dollars before I transfer. And it also led, because those of us who come from South Africa, the diasporans who come to South Africa probably over the major holidays, Easter and Christmas holidays, also felt the same as if they bring in the money in rands in Zimbabwe, they felt they were losing. So the result was that before they actually come here, they now make sure they change in South Africa and come carrying dollars, because that's what it is. So the rent-seeking behavior of all the people, business people involved in everybody else, is the one which forced the holders of the rand to feel cheated. If they had used a fair rate and continued to use a fair rate, the rand would be circulating and circulating even better. But now, if we were to completely replace the dollar with the rand, we've got no problem at all. We will be able to transact successfully. All what we need to do is that shops and other businesses should learn to value or charge their goods and services in rand. That way it will be easy for the rand to circulate.
But do you see this cash shortage going away after the introduction of the bond notes?
Yes, part yes, because what basically would be happening, your bond notes will be circulating in Zimbabwe only, and they cannot be taken outside the country. Let's accept this. At the moment, Zimbabwe is now a haven of international arbitrageurs and rent seekers, in the sense that it is easy to come and open up a little space shop in Bulawayo, sell space, get your dollars, and put them in a briefcase and take them to Nigeria, take them to China, and take them to wherever you are going, to your country.
And that was Bulawayo businessman Bulisani Ncube. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Bulawayo. An urban planner and innovator, O'Brien Makore, is urging discourse between residents and council authorities to promote a better service delivery. Makore is one of nearly 60 Zimbabwean youths coming to the United States on Thursday to take up entrepreneurship and leadership studies under the Mandela Washington Fellowship. He works with an advocacy group called Development Reality Institute to promote engagement between the Harare City Council and residents. Makore talks to Studio 7 reporter Ntungameli Nkomo.
Oh, I'm feeling so excited and so happy.
Tell us a bit about what you do.
Okay, currently I'm managing a project called Smarter Harare Through Participatory Inclusion, which is operating under a banner called Harare Yangu. The project seeks to promote citizen participation in urban planning and management issues, especially with regard to the issue of economic justice and budget transparency. So what we have done, we have developed a mobile application which enables the residents to follow, share, discuss issues to do with urban planning and management with their local authorities in real time.
And how are people responding to that application and the engagement that you are encouraging?
Oh, people are engaging very well. For example, the first day we launched it, just after 1 hour, more than 5,000 people have already downloaded the application, and residents have already started to use it. What the application do, it enables the residents, let's take for example, to take a picture, maybe for a desk sewer pipe, and they can post it and write a comment. Once they do so, the picture is already available to all those residents with application as well as at the local authority so that they can attend to the problem. And also, we'll be frequently posting issues to do with budget in order to ensure that the budget transparency and the economic justice in the utilization of the council resources so that the residents will be aware.
And how do you aim to benefit from the Mandela Washington Fellowship? How do you think it will help you?
We open avenues for networking with other like-minded African youth and also other partners in the U.S., be it in the local government and other councils there. Secondly, it will impart skills, particular technical skills with regard to new technology and how we can use the current modern technologies in trying to promote economic development as well as to promote community development.
And that was O'Brien Makore, a Mandela Washington Fellow and Urban Planner, on the line from Harare with Studio 7 Santunga Milinkomo. And in sports news, the Sports and Recreation Commission has not yet registered the National Football Association of Zimbabwe, or NFAZ, 10 days after it was formed. Reporter Michael Cariachi gives us the story.
The Acting Director General of the Sports and Recreation Commission, Joseph Mchechetere, revealed that the Supreme Sports Controlling Body has not yet registered NFAZ, as that is the duty of the SRC board, which has not yet been appointed by the Minister of Sport and Recreation, Makosini Hlongwane.
There's no official position we can give at this stage. The official position can only come when the board has met and made a decision.
The term of the past SRC board expired at the end of last year, and Hlongwane could not be reached to shed light as to when a new board would be put in place. The new football association, NFAZ, was formed on June 4, following the dissolution of the Zimbabwe Football Association, in a move orchestrated by former ZIFA president Philip Chiangwa, who now leads NFAZ. Legal expert, advocate Louis Ureri, who is also chairman of CAPS United, says although there was nothing wrong with the dissolution of ZIFA, the manner in which it was done had an element of fraud as it was aimed at avoiding paying debts. Renowned sports administrator and former chairman of the Sports and Recreation Commission, Dave Mtambara, says the ZIFA assembly, which dissolved ZIFA and created NFAZ, should not run away from their financial obligations.
They've got to accept responsibility of ZIFA's obligations.
His views are echoed by former Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Officer Chris Sambo, who asked that the SRC should not register NFAZ as procedure was not followed in the dissolution of ZIFA and the creation of NFAZ.
Section 77 within the ZIFA Constitution clearly stipulates the procedures to be followed. One of which is that whatever assets that ZIFA had, those have got to be surrendered to the Sports and Recreation Commission.
Sambo says he's still surprised that the new football association continues to be operational despite the fact that it has not yet been registered. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.
We'll be right back. And now to recap today's top stories. Donor aid recipients say Zimbabwean authorities are forcing them to work or pay for food handouts. Zimbabweans express a dissatisfaction over the local government bill giving the minister too much power to fire councillors and city officials. And Zimbabwe prepares to commemorate International Day of the African Child. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Chris Gande in Washington, D.C. Selamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhla ka 14 Nhlangula 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lingalitshona njani izulu kandaba mthwakazi omuhle ondlela zimhlophe olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
ngifike lapha ngiyabona kuma 26 ngathola very queue very sitsha khona le phambili. Kulala kudividiwe kulabantu abadala kodwa amalayini angikhona ahambi. Lapho esime khona esiqale khona ngibona ingathi siphongutshova kungeni kabili kathathu.
Asebathatha umhlala phansi bethola imali zabo zempentsheni emabhanga amancane anjengabo CAPS le POSB bakhala ngokuthi baqhubeka beyithola nzima. Owake waba ngumphathintambo wezemali uDr. Samuel Mbengegwi kasekho. Umkhosi wokuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lisebenzise amaranda kwele South Africa uya ulokhu ukhula kulandela ukusilela kwedola leMelika emabhanga. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Asebathatha umhlala phansi bethola imali zabo zepentsheni emabhanga amancane njengabo CAPS le POSB ayiwo asetshenziswa ngabangela mali eningi, iningi labo elingabantu asebeluphele baqhubeka beyithola nzima imali ngalesi sikhathi kulokusilela kwemali eZimbabwe. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Ukusilela kwemali kubhahe kakhulu emabhanga amancane agoqela oCAPS, POSB lamanye amancane, ikakhulu abasekuphumuleni laba sebezodinga iholo labo lepentsheni. Iningi laba bantu bahola ikhulu lamadola kusiya kwamabili ngenyanga kodwa bayithola nzima, okuyinto engajabulisi la amakhehla lezalukazi bethi kusobala ukuba bengasaqakathekiswa nguhulumende lanxa balisebenzela kanzima leli lizwe ukulithuthukisa besaqinile. Omunye walaba bantu ngunkosikazi Nokuthula Jethe ovuke emadabukakusa esuka kobhora komrewa ukuzadinga imali yakhe yempentsheni.
Ngifike lapha ngiyabona kuma 26 ngathola very queue very sitsha khona le phambili. Kulala kudividiwe kulabantu abadala kodwa amalayini angikhona ahambi. Lapho esime khona esiqale khona ngibona ingathi siphongutshova kungeni kabili kathathu. So senze ngahlala phansi, ngithe ngicela ukuthi ngihlale phansi ngoba sengisikhathi eside, ngiphumuze inyawo.
Unkosikazi Jede labanye bebeziqinisa belethemba lokuba bazoyithola, bethi kungekho ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokuwulandela lowo mzila wabantu kade bezodinga imali zabo.
Ngibona ukuthi vele kuchuthiswa kuyinhlala yenza ngoba la last month futhi bekunje. So last month ngikhola ngabuya ngama-4 ngoba sikade amabhasi avele emreyo. Ukuthi ukubuya lapha kwangikhona lakho ufika lapha ngiyabona songama-1 hour maybe angingena etown. Ngafika lapha ngama-futhi okwanamhla kungcono kulo last month ngoba last month iqube ihamba, this time lokhu esimile kodwa abantu bayangena asazi phakathi ukuthi imali ikhona kumbe nayikho.
Kumele athole phose amakhulu amabili amadola $190 yemali yakhe yempentsheni ngenyanga. Unkosikazi Jethe efisa ngaye uyanelisa ukuyithola yonke imsize kundleko zangekhaya kodwa enganelisi ukwenze lokho ngoba isidliwa zindleko zebhanga osekungezelelwa ikwanda kwenhambo azenzayo kuyayithatha.
Vele sokusiphambanisa kakhulu ngoba khathesi ukuthi ngithi i-school fees sabantwana ngingaqeda ukubhadala ngoba ngithatha mpitshana. If uthatha yona leya encane sokufanele ukuthi ngihlephune futhi ngithole imali yokugada, ngithole imali yokuthi isitshebo ukuthi ngibhadale kuhle kuhle le mali yangikhona isangikwanele.
Amabhanga la abikwa enikeza abantu amajumi amahlanu amadola kuphela sikhathi sonke. Okusuka kube ludubo olongezelela kunkinga zezalukazi lamakhehla la yikuba yibo asebenakekela abazukulu abachiywa ngabantu babo ngenxa yesifo segciwane lengculaza. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gamba.
Owake waba umphathintambo wezenotho uDr. Samuel Mbengegwi kasekho. UDokotela Mbengegwi obe ngumbalisi ekolijini leGreat Zimbabwe University eMaswingo ubhubhele esibhedlela seAvenues Clinic eHarare lamhlanje ekuseni ngesifo esingaqanjwanga. UDr. Mbengegwi obe ngumne wabo kwake waba umphathintambo wezobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe uDr. Simbarashe Mbengegwi uke waba njalo umphathintambo wezemfundo yaphezulu wezokuthengiselana lamanye amazwe omhlaba lezinye izikhundla eziningi kuhulumende.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Nilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Umkhosi wokuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lisebenzise amaranda kwele South Africa uya ulokhu ukhula kulandela ukusilela kwedola leMelika emabhanga. Lumkhosi waqala ngesikhathi sikahulumende omanyano lapho wayengumphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Tendai Biti wathi kumele ilizwe lingene kumanyano weRand Union ngoba kwakuzaphathisa ilizwe kudaba lwemali kodwa abanye ababekuhulumende lo bengabe ZANU-PF ukubalisa lo mungameli Mgabe bala ukuthatha inyathelo leli. Sixoxe le ngcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho welizwe uMnumzana Busisa ngiyaphinda njalo. Sixoxe lenye ingcwethi ecubungula ezenotho uMnumzana Ncube laye othi irandi kumele lisetshenziswe hatshi idola leMelika.
NgesiNdebele kulomutsho othi abadlwane benja abathungululi langalinye lanqabezele langalinye. Lo ngumbono engikhumbula kahle ngisasebenza ze-NCC ngo-2009 uWestman Ncube esesengumminista owawufakayo wacaca ukuthi yiyo kuphela indlela enganceda leli lizwe. Mina ubusele ungumbono wami kuze kube namuhla ukuthi as long as kusetshenziswa i-US dollar asisoze noba sifisa kanjani ukuthi siwukhweze umnotho waleli lizwe ngoba uhle uthi impahla ezenziwe eZimbabwe zidule kula ezenziwa emazweni angomakhelwane okwenza ukuthi kube nzima kubathengi ukuthi bazithenge bagcine bethenge impahla ezivela kumakhelwane. Yikho kuphela ungasiqedela udumo njalo ungancedisa ukuthi ilizwe lethu linjani likhulu.
Irandi lona lingenye imali emele isetshenziswe kusemthethweni elizweni kodwa abantu bakhanya begijimela idola. Kanti kuhamba njani khona?
Hayi kabagijimeli idola abantu. Inkinga yeZimbabwe ukuthi isililizwe elungumgodi wabaphaki. Abathi nxa bekhangela ulutho bakhangele ukuthi bazayenza njani imali. Okokuqala kwasuka kwaba lento okuthiwa yi-cross rate lay. I-cross rate le eyayingasebenzisi i-official international rand to the US dollar rate. Wa wawuthola ukuthi irate esetshenziswa ezitolo lakwezinye indawo lapho okuthengwa khona yayiphezulu ngaso sonke isikhathi kulaleyo eyabe iyi-ruling at that day. Okwenza kwathi lo obambe irand wabona ngani uyaqileka nxa esebenzisa irand. Osokokwaso kusenza ukuthi mina nxa ngibambe irand ngiqale ngibhode ngidinge ozanginika irate ephezulu. Ngiqale ngibhode ngidinga amadola ngidinga ozanginika irate ephezulu phambi kokubana ngiye esitolo ngoba nxa ngisebenzisa irandi ngiyabebona nanthiwa ngiyaqilwa. Kwabuya futhi lezikolo zaqala ukwala ukuthi abantu babhadale amafizi ngerandi sithetheka kubhadalwa ngamadola. So ngaleyo ndlela-ke abantu bekhangela ukuthi bayaluza ngokuthi nxa bethule amarandi abo baqala labo ukuthini babone enye indlela ukuthi hayi nxa ngile randi lami ngizaligcina ngize ngilinike lo ozanginika i-rate ephezulu. Yiyo kuphela isizathu sakhona. Konke lokhu kwenziwa yibuphangi lobugebengu babantu bezimbabwe ngesikhiwa abakubiza bethi i-rent seeking and arbitrage.
Manje-ke nxa sikhangela lona udubo lwemali ubona ungani ludubo oluzaphela yini ikakhulu nxa sokubuya ama-bond notes laza?
Luzaphela nxa ama-bond notes ezabuya luzaphela. Kodwa-ke mina lokhu engikutsho yikuthi ukwenza ukuthi i-US dollar libe yilo imali esebenza kulezi lizwe akusoze kulincedise leli lizwe. Ivele nje into ezanceda leli lizwe yikuthi sikhangele enzansi khona ngale sisebenzise irandi. Siyabe singalahlekanga kakhulu kuvele nje amazwe wona lawa ungachiya iBotswana leZambia probably amazwe wonke langomakhelwane irandi yilo alisebenzisayo imali zabo zihamba zilandela irandi. Ngombono wami nxa singenza sibili kuhle ngokusemthethweni sivumelane ne-South Africa ukuthi kusetshenzise irandi kungaba lula lokuthi idola leZimbabwe libuyele ngoba lizabe lilandela irandi liyabe lingamelanga zodwa liyabe lilandela irandi livalwe irandi.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Bulisani Ncube ingcwethi ecubungula zomnotho welizwe bekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni ekwobulawayo.
Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe the connection sikhangela ilanga lokuqhakathekiswa kwabasakhulayo bezwekazi leAfrica iDay of the African Child. Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo lisazise ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection lilami uNtungameli Nkomo lomunye wami uTatenda Gumbo.
EleZimbabwe lizamanyana lamanye amazwe ezwekazi le-Afrika ngolwesithathu ekunanzeni ilanga le-Day of the African Child. Abasakhulayo bethwele nzima ngokusilela kwemisebenzi njalo abaningi bengenelisi ukuthola imali yesikolo. Ilanga leli lahlelwa ngumanyano we-Organization of African Unity, wona owawusaziwa ngokuthi yi-African Union ngo-1991. Ngenhloso yokukhumbula abantwana besikolo abadutshulwa bafa ngesikhathi somvukela weSoweto kwele South Africa ngomnyaka ka-1976 bekhonona ngohlonzi lwemfundo eyayiphiwa abensundu nguhulumende woncindezelo. Ilanga leli linanzwa ngamazwe amaningi ezwekazi le-Afrika. EZimbabwe khona abasakhulayo bakhala ngokuthi ngaphandle kokusilela kwemisebenzi amalungelo abontanga kahlonitshwa. UNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lesiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeWorld Federation of the United Nations Association umnumzana Macleo Mafumo.
Ngibona ilanga leli liqakathekile kakhulu especially kulabantwana lapha abeZimbabwe though abalama situations are tough. Khathesi singakhengela abantwana abaningi abahambi esikolo, abantwana abaningi abakwanisi ukuthi bayenze anything, abantwana abaningi futhi khathesi abakwanisi ukuthola into ezifanana leindawo zokuhlala, into zokudla. Singakhengela iindawo eziningi lapho eHarare leBulawayo abantwana abaningi sebegcwele emgwaqeni khonapho bedinga ukuthi bengaveka njani iindaweni zabo zokuhlala.
Amalungelo abasakhulayo kanye labantwana wona ungathi ayananzwa yini?
amalungelo abantwana ngikhangela lapha eZimbabwe into ukuthi singazidinga even iconstitution emaphepheni amaningi into zangkhona zikhona but ngase sikhangela ukuthi ziya implementeka yini yikho kule problem yangkhona but sikhangela into zangkhona even ama platforms ukuthi abantwana abaningi bayakwanisa ukukhuluma khona singakhangela kule junior council kule junior parliament ngama platforms ukuthi abantwana bayakwanisa ukuthi bakhulume but ngasikhangela futhi ama platforms ona lawo abantwana abangkhona into abafanele ukuthi bakhulume into zangkhona eziningi ziyabe ziprogrammiwe ngama program organizer zangkhona ukuthi sebefuna ukuthi likhulume ngento ezinje ngokungakwanisa ukuthi bekhulume direct ukuthi into ezenza ukuthi babe ema situations abe khona kathesi ukuyini kwangkhona i root problem yangkhona
ukuyini obona kumele kwenziwe ukubana amalungelo abasakhulayo kanye labantwana ananzwe njalo alondolozwe ngokugcweleyo
mina ngithi njengama junior parliament ama junior councils kufuze ukuthi abe transparent even abantu abangkhona aba elector abantwana ukuthi bangene kuma ama platforms anjengalwana kufuze ukuthi kube transparent and i voice eliyabe lizaphuma khonapho ema discussions abayenza khona ama debates abayenzayo kwabe kufanele ukuthi i voice libe represented ngase singena i main parliament yeZimbabwe.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Macleo Mafumo isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye World Federation of the United Nations Association ubekhuluma ecingweni lo ntungamile inkomo we Studio 7 eHarare. Alingakhohlwa ke lamhlanje kuhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk kuhlelo lwabatsha olwe the connection sikhangela ukunanzwa kwelanga le International Day of the African Child. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizo siphuma ngapha e Voice of America ese Washington. Ukunanzwa kwelanga lokukhuthaza ukuzwisisa isimo sohlupho lwejabu elingelambala opheleleyo i-albinism lamhla kuza ngesikhathi inkolonkolo kanye lokungazwisisi isimo lesi sokuchiye inengi ezwekazi le-Afrika lisengozini yokulahlekelwa impilo ngenxa yemikhuhlane lokubulalwela izitho zomzimba. UNothando Sibanda usipha lolu daba.
Isinqumo sokubeka ilanga lokunanza lesi simo zathathwa yinhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe womhlaba ngoLwezi ka-2014 ngemva kokunanzelela ukuthi ukungazwisisi kuningi labantu kanye labezempilakahle kuvala impilo zabantu abalaso engozini. Ukunanza leli langa lonyaka kuza ngesikhathi ukubulawa kwabantu abalalesi simo sokumemetheke ngaphandle kweTanzania okokuvame khona kweza eMalawi lapha osokubulewe amachumi abantu izitho zabo zisetshenziswa zinyanga ezigangileyo. Unkosikazi noMagugu Nkomo oyisakhamuzi uthi ukubulawa kwabantu abalalesi simo kubangelwa ukuswelakala kolwazi olwaneleyo emphakathini okwenza abantu bakholwe inkolonkolo ezenza babulawelwe imizimba yabo.
Kulama beliefs ona la ukuthi abafi kumbukuthi skin zabo inwele zabo ziyasetshenziswa for imithi.
Unkosikazi Netsayi Moyo ongumongikazi uthi kuqhakathekile ukuthi uzulu azwisise ukuthi lesi simo sibangelwe ukungahlangani kuhle kokuthile emzimbeni.
I-albinism ngumumo lapho umuntu azalwa ngathumbe emhlophe engumuntu omnyama.
Lokhu umumo lo ayisiko ukuthi umuntu uyabe loyiwe ukuzuzala umntwana ole albinism. Kutholakala kuma genes, it's genetic, kuyatholakala emulini yakwanisa ukuthi kuzalwe omunye oyi-1 elayo albinism omunye engela.
Unkosazana Marita Dungeni okhangela amalungelo oluntu uthi lanxa izihlobo zingela nketha betshabi nxa ilunga likulesi simo akunjalo lapho kuhlanganwa labantu nje. Ugcizelele njalo ukuqakatheka kokuthi abantwana bazalwa belalesi simo bakhuthazwe ukufunda ngoba nxa bethe baphumelela kuba lula ukuthi bazwisise ukuqakatheka kokuzivikela lokuya kubodokotela njalo nje ethi abaswele amathuba baphila nzima ngoba behlezi bebhekane lendubo zokuxathuka kwesikhumba izilonda kanye lokungaboni kuhle ngenxa yalesi simo. Abezempila kahle bathi umumo lo ngeminye eminingi ebangelwa ukusolakala kwemelanin eyiyo eyenza isikhumba somzimba, amehlo kanye lenwele kube lombala. Lanxa lomumo uzwisiswa ngabezempila kahle, iningi ikakhulu kuzwekazi le-Afrika lilenkolonkolo ngabantu abalalesi simo, abanye kungabathi ibuthakathi, abanye kungabakholwa ukuthi laba bantu bayasebenziseka ekulungiseni imithi yokwelapha lokuthakatha eqine kakhulu, okuyimbangela yokuthi i-UN ibeke ilanga lokuxoxisana ngalesi simo. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngingunothando Spanda.
Ugatsha lukahulumende ole Public Service Labour and Social Welfare lumanyene lenhlanganiso ye World Vision benze umbukiso eNkayi High School oqondisa abafundi ukuba bathathe ziphi izifundo ngenjongo yokuba bafunde belungiselela ukufundela imisebenzi emakolejini emfundo yaphezulu. Unompumelelo Moyo sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ekhuluma ekuvulweni kombukiso wezifundo eNkayi High School, uDokotela Heron Dube osebenzela isibhedlela seNkayi ukhuthaze abafundi ukuba noma behamba imango emide besiza ezikolo kuqakathekile ukufunda, ngoba laye wadlula ebunzimeni obudlula kumbe obufana lobabo bokuhamba umango omude lendlala.
Kuhle kakhulu ukuthi abantwana babekwazi ukuthi ayisibo bodwa abadlule ebunzimeni, ngoba lathi sinje so sesadlula ebunzimeni obukhulu kakhulu. Sasihamba imango emide kulesikhathi lapho engangihamba khona 12 kilometers ngisiya esikolo, 12 kilometers ngibuyela ngekhaya.
Umfundi weHlangabeza High School onguye njalo okhokhela abafana uShelton Mtali uthi laloba abafundi bebhakane lobunzima bayabonga uhlelo lokubabonisa ukuba bafunde ziphi izifundo ukwenzela kusasa sebesiya emakolitshini.
Ngizathanda ukubonga iprogram ye-career guidance ayi-career esincedisayo kakhulu, especially thina esimasikole esima-rural areas kakhulu. Iproblem esiyifesayo kakhulu lapha kuma-rural schools ukuthi ngikhona akula exposure, so sifunda singakwazi ukuthi ngikhona empilweni sifuna ukuyenzayo.
Isikhulumi se-National University of Science and Technology, i-NUST, uNkosikazi Lindiwe Nyoni uthi iningi labafundi eNkayi alazi ngekolitshi yabo, njalo sebekhangelele ukuthola abafundi abasuka eNkayi ngoba uhulumende usezaqalisa ukufundisa amasayensi ezikolo zalumango.
Njenge-NUST, i-National University of Science and Technology, siyajabula ukubana sibe lethuba leli elokuza lapha eNkayi, ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi baningi abantwana abasuka kulesi sigaba abangaziyo ngokuthi kulento okuthiwa i-university, specifically i-National University of Science and Technology. So kulithuba kithi elokuthi sizokhuluma ngokuthi i-university leyi ifundisane, njalo ukuze ungene kuleyo university njengomntwana wesikolo kufanele ube lani.
Isiqinti seNkayi sibhekane lohlupho lwezikolo ezingumango okuthwalisa nzima abafundi abafika esikolo sebediniwe, njalo ukusilela kwamanzi lendlala kubambile. Abamakolitshi kunye labezinye ingatsha zikahulumende bebethe gwaqa eNkayi ngenhloso yokuthuthukisa ibanga lemfundo, noma nje kuyindawo ephansi kakhulu kwezentuthuko, njalo uphenyo olwaphuma ngesikhathi sokubala abantu olwe-census lwaveza ukuba ubuyanga buphezulu kakhulu eNkayi uma kuqathaniswa lezinye izigaba zelizwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 yiseNkayi, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Okuhlelo lwamasiko lenhlala kahle kaZulu lamhla sehlaziya udaba lokwebiwa komkhonto ocatshangelwa ukuthi ngowenkosi uLobhengula kaMachobane. Umkhonto lo ubugcinwe endaweni ebizwa ngokuthi Old Bulawayo Natural Heritage Site. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli sogatsha olubona ngezemvelo ezigcinwe nguhulumende, unkosazana Senzeni Khumalo, utshele iphephandaba leSunday News ukuthi umkhonto otshontshiweyo kawusiwo owawuthwalwa yinkosi uLobhengula. Uthi lo ngowalolwa wenziwa njengokaLobhengula. Kodwa ke abendlini yesikhosini abakoKhumalo bacabangela ukuthi umkhonto kaLobhengula yiwo mpela owatshontshwayo. Kambe sitshoni sigalesi kwelemandebeleni. Ukuze sihlaziye lolu daba ke sizwe umnumzana David Mhapinyana Ngwenya oyingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu njalo oyinyanga elodumo exoxa ngodaba lolu lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7.
Kusho ukuthi lokho yikuganga okuphindeneyo. Abemuseum kabatshele isizwe ukuthi bazamani ngakho lokho. Njalo wona lowo mkhonto asikaze sizwe ukuthi umkhonto kaLobhengula ukhona. Bekuyimfihlo mhlawumbe kangikwazi, kodwa ke angikaze ngizwe mina ukuthi umkhonto kaLobhengula ukhona. Nxa ukhona, kungani isizwe singaziswanga ukuthi umkhonto kaLobhengula ukhona? Ukwenzela ukuthi lawo amakhumalo mhlawumbe kakwazi ukuthi umkhonto kayisemkhulu wabo ukhona ugciniwe kwenye indawo.
EmaNdebeleni siyabe sijoni sigezi nje.
Kusho ukuthi lokho kuyabe kudala impi nxa kuliqiniso ukuthi into enjalo ithethwe. Inhlonipho yabe ingasekho, izinduna ngokwazo ziyabe sezidelelwe ngoba lowo mkhonto ngowenkosi yabo. Lowo mkhonto yiwo isizwe samaNdebele, siyabe sesiyeyisiwe nxa umkhonto usuthunjwe ngabantu abagangileyo.
Pho kuthubelwe abantu baye ngaphi bewudinga lowo mkhonto?
Kunzima ukuthi sitsho ukuthi bangaya ngaphi, kakubotshwe bonabo akade bewugcinile, yibo abakwaziyo ukuthi bawuhwatshe bawusanga.
Njengoba besithi nje ngamasela athetheyo, kambe bona bangabe besebevalelwani?
Hhayi, amasela yibo, alikho isela njengoba ngisitsho nje ngithi mina ngile 81 years kathesi yokuzalwa anzange ngizwe langelinye ilanga kuthiwa umkhonto kaLobhengula ukhona endaweni ethize. Yikho bonabo abakubonileyo akade bewazi yibo abalecala, yibo kufanele ukuthi batshele isizwe ukuthi umkhonto bawusephi na.
Pho akumelanga abantu bengene iganga lapha bedinga izinyanga bebona ukuthi kambe kungakuhamba njani?
Izinyanga zingadingwa kuqondile, kuqondile lakho, kodwa umbuzo ukuthi kuvele kuzanywani khonokho. Uma udinga umkhonto wena lowo ngobuso yelizwe loleli, ngoba uyangisa yena ukuthi umkhonto wenkosi yethu njengesizwe uthethwe ngubani, engayekethisa yena, kusho ukuthi yena nguye olecala ngoba abantu bakhe yiba batshontshe lowo mkhonto. Nxa into isicatshile phakathi kweguma uhatanisa abantu bakho ukuthi namhla lizanitshela ukuthi into enje liyisengaphi. Abantu bangazi bahambe bona bodwa bedinga ngumlando wezinduna lowo, ngumlando wenkosi ebusilizwe lowo. Yibo abantu okufanele ukuthi badinge lokho, batshenisele esizweni ukuthi bakhuthala ngakho lokho.
Kuvele-ke umkhonto wenkosi wawungazili yini ibaba Ngwenya?
Kuyazila, yikho ngisithi mina nxa into enjalo ikhona utshontshiwe kudala impi lokho.
So-ke vala khonapho ngamafitshane ba.
Engakutsho ukuthi impi kayifuneki ngembala umzilikazi wathi engena kuleli lizwe. Imkhonto wayikhangelisa phansi ngaphandle kokuthi bezivikela. Yikho owalwayo ngumntanakhe yena osetshontshelwe umkhonto. Kuleli lizwe likamambo akuchithwa igazi. Laba bathi bona bangabe gazi bachitha igazi bazawelwa ngamashwa. Iziphithiphithi zonke lezi ezenzakalayo zenziwa ngenxa yokuthi igazi lachithwa elizweni ongafanelanga ukuthi lichithwe igazi. Isivumelwano sikamambo lo mzilikazi leso.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana David Mhapinyana Ngwenya oyingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu njalo ongusiwalu ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7 kuhlelo lwezamasiko lenhlalakahle kaZulu. Hey, Baba. ingoma ka Brenda Fassie esivela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje kodwa singakehlukani ngesikhangele ebezikhokhela asebathatha umhlala phansi bethola imali zabo zempentsheni emabhanga amancana njengabo CAPS le POSB bakhala ngokuthi baqhubeka beyithola nzima owake waba ngumphathi ntambo wezemali uDr Samuel Mbenge kwikasekho. Umkhosi wokuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lisebenzise amaranda kwele South Africa uya ulokhu ukhula kulandela ukusilela kwedola leMelika emabhanga. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngilichiya ku Studio 7 Live Talk igama ngu Chris Gande lilale.